Travis, leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message.
Drunk, who should I be?
Finished recording.
Queen Elizabeth.
Hang up or press 1 for more options.
Chris Hansen.
Hello, Travis, it's me, Queen Elizabeth. You have us on hold, so you're pranking no one. Also, you got a stinky butt.
Who's the king of pranks now, butthole?
Who is WFODICKS?
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I wanted you to say it.
I get super jealous of Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Dude, shout out to a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I listen to show every day.
WFO dicks. Alright, that does sound suggestive.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Right on a piece of paper.
Oh no! I've been hit!
If I'm already wasting our time, I want to get this all mic from Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
That smells like the phone now.
It's a dangerous assignment.
Oh, I
put on a line.
I'm
on my
radio. There's blood!
WFOD starts now.
With my idle hands, there's nothing I can do but be the devil's plaything, baby. I know that I've been used. Your lips are cold, they suffer me, they drag me under, baby, into your suffering. So let your hands do what they will do, stand aside, make your makers move, and your own eyes don't look the same, 'cause they've seen better things, yeah, in the light. Just like stones like me, yeah, they grow through mine.
They grow. Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my good friend via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello, good morning.
It's a morning program.
It's a morning.
It's pretty exciting. Travis is doing his morning coughs.
That's right. Got my morning coughs.
We just talked to Steven Seagal a little bit ago.
No. No, Matt. We're going to... We're going to be talking to Steven Seagal here. In
oh, the conversation that we have in this episode is really good.
Well, we don't know yet because it hasn't happened, Travis. We're going to be talking to Steven Seagal. Oh, we're going to be talking to Tommy from Steven Seagal. They all have
cool. Yeah, he was on a hike. We just talked to him. He was
Matt, wait till you hear my pick of the week this week. It's going to be you. We just did it.
No,
it's going to be really good.
Guys, no, this is first. So none of that stuff has happened yet. You're doing it wrong, guys.
But it did happen. We just did it.
Remember when Travis was like
Travis,
giving us the tour of Wisconsin?
Oh my god, guys!
Yeah, we were gonna go to TGI Fridays
for
in Boston.
Continuity, guys. This is first, so we haven't done the whole Bloody Mary bit yet. We haven't talked to Steve N. Seagulls. None of that has happened.
I feel like it has. Otherwise, this picture of me that I'm holding, I would think that I would start to fade out of it.
Yeah, you asked Tommy about the wallet. You asked him the wallet question.
Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. But don't call. I guess you could call and leave us a message, but we're not live right now. This is all happening in a weird order. I don't really know how to explain it to you. But
it's like
yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Our friend Steve N. Seagulls, they've been on the show before. They're doing a U.S. tour, so we talked to them about it. Or we're going to talk to them. Fuck!
Now you did it.
WFOD!
Oh, Guys, our guest is the guitarist and vocalist for the Pride of Finland, Steve and Seagulls. Their North American tour kicks off on the 27th. Catch them in a city near you. Tommy's here. Tommy.
Yeah, it's Tommy here.
How's it going?
Hey, Tommy.
How are you doing? You got a good view, you said?
Yeah, it's a pretty good view. I'm about 200 miles above Arctic Circle, so
what's that mean?
I'm pretty up north here.
So you're going on a big hike before the tour and getting your wilderness going before a lot of airports, I imagine.
Yeah, I try to do this every year, and now we have about a week off before the tour. So we had a couple of shows up north here, so I thought I'll stick around for a while and go and see this big river that is up here. So,
do you go fishing in the river?
Not me, but there is some areas that you can go fishing. It's pretty licensed here up north, but there's a couple of spots there, but I don't have any fishing gear with me. I'm more into walking.
You're just walking around.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a far stretch from the typical rock and roll lifestyle, I would say, going on nature hikes.
Yeah, it's a good balance. I enjoy both ends, so to say. I really enjoy the music stuff and playing live and traveling, and I also enjoy this quietness up here. So there, it's a good balance between those two.
So coming up, is this your seventh tour of the United States and Canada and North America?
Yeah, seventh tour. The sixth one was in March, and now we've done some festivals and touring in Europe, and seventh.
And how many countries have you guys been in already?
I don't know the exact number, but I think we're somewhere in 28, 29.
The band pretty much, you put a video up on YouTube to book gigs around Finland, didn't you? And then it just kind of exploded from there?
Yeah, that's what happened. We were mainly touring in Finland, and we were only touring in Finland. And like you said, we put some promo material in YouTube, and suddenly in the summer, I think it was June and July of 2014, the videos somehow started getting a lot of views, and we started getting a lot of messages from people, and kind of started again from there. So we were really, really fortunate that way.
Did you guys think that this would be such a big phenomenon, like that people were just clamoring for bluegrass versions of all of their favorite rock music?
Well, to be honest, no. We didn't know what to expect, or didn't really expect anything. But then when the first two or three videos started really kicking in, we started thinking that, you know, maybe there is something to this. Because we've had been playing a little bit more electric before. There was more like spaghetti western style there, like electric guitar here and there. And in the videos, we were all acoustic. And then we thought that, you know, maybe we should push it towards more and more acoustic style and add some more instruments to it and stuff like that. So it was a good good time for us, actually, because we were kind of in the middle of kind of renewing the sound of the band a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, so.
And you guys are from kind of a small town, aren't you? So I guess everybody kind of knows everybody.
Well, yeah, we're kind of from all over the country. The way we ended up meeting each other was that we ended up studying in a small town, early 2000s. And but originally we're from smaller places around Finland. So yeah, it's pretty common to know each other, and people that play music, you know, they end up knowing each other, and that's how we met in this city that we were studying in. So,
do you have any good travel tips? Like, have you learned any secrets of maneuvering airports and stuff?
Well, personally, I've noticed that whenever there is spare time, I go into this standby mode. You know, if there's waiting or if you're in a van or a bus, you just kind of go into a standby mode and kind of recharge the batteries.
Oh, you like meditate?
Not really. I usually listen to music, but I just, I'm a heavy sleeper too, so I might, you know, fall asleep here and there. It's good in a profession like this if you are a heavy sleeper because, you know,
yeah, you can
know
just
how to sleep when you're sitting down or
yeah, crash
leaning against the wall, basically.
Do you guys get a lot of, are they putting you up in hotels or do you guys have to sleep in the vans and stuff?
Depending a little bit. In the U.S. tours, we sleep in a bandwagon, it's called. It's kind of a something between a bus and an RV. And some of the European tours we've been doing with a sleeper van and a trailer. So we've got our share of sleeping in vans and small buses. And usually in the festival season, because it's more like one show here and then travel and one show there. So that's when you usually have hotels. But on the other hand, that's when the traveling usually cuts the night sleep.
What's the most people that you guys have had the chance to play in front of at these festivals? Obviously, there can be just thousands and thousands. And I think I've seen some pictures from the stage on your Facebook page where there's just like a sea of people. What's the most you've had the, you know, the chance to play in front of?
I think we've had maybe 15,000.
Jesus.
Or something like that. Some of the festivals that we've played have been really nice, and we've had we have a good luck also to have a good time slot. So
yeah,
maybe around 15,000.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it feels really strange.
Yeah, I know.
And you get
the
strange energy going when you hit on stage. When you go on stage, you
the adrenaline's pumping, and you're really killing it. Yeah, that's awesome, man.
So you have an 18-date tour starting in Indianapolis on the 27th, heading east from there, it looks like. I saw on Twitter that you guys are really looking forward to getting some Bud Lights. That's something you can't get out there. How can Bud Light not be out in Finland, Tommy? Bud Light's everywhere. I guess my definition of everywhere isn't.
Well, you can get the regular Budweiser from here, but I've never seen a bottle of Bud Light here. And that's actually me in the Twitter yelling about it because I really like Bud Light.
You love Bud Light. Wow.
Can't you just pour a Budweiser into a glass and add a little bit of water and you got Bud Light?
I guess that's what some people have been telling me. But actually, I think that was the peak of our musical career that Bud Light actually tweeted back to us. So.
Oh, did they send you a case of Bud Light then?
Well, not yet, but if somebody from Bud Light is listening to this, we are really open to try.
Oh, we need to make this happen for you. There's no reason that Budweiser can't send you a couple cases of Bud Light.
Well, early in the tour, they're making a stop in St. Louis. I mean, the brewery is here. They could. I think you could take a tour for sure if you guys have the time. Do you get time to do anything? Or I mean, your dates are so close together. Are you pretty much get out of the bandwagon, play the show, get back in, and drive to the next city? Or do you get an opportunity to move around a little bit?
It depends a little bit of the routing of the tour, but this time it seems to be pretty good. So we try to get close to the venue some hours before load-in time. So sometimes we have a good 2-3 hours to, you know, walk around, maybe go for a little run or go and get something to eat or stuff like that. But mainly it's a show every day. The spare time is in hours. But I think we always can get some time to meet some people from Bud Light if they're.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody from Bud Light is around.
Get Bud Light on the horn. Do you have a routine before every show? Like, is there a, I'm going to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich before I go up on stage, or like you just put on some music and listen to it, or like you said, you go for a run before you hit the stage? You seem like a very active person, which is odd.
I think we all have like little things that we do. Our banjo player usually warms up about half an hour before the show. We usually set up the merch desk and go and sell some CDs and T-shirts and talk to people and maybe have a cold one with people. It's it's a lot of fun to meet the people who actually come to the show and talk a little bit about the area and, you know, usual stuff. So I think that's our main routine. But kind of before the before they open doors, we usually, some of us might go for a little run or walk just to get some fresh air and get the energy going, because mainly it's, you spend a lot of time indoors and in that bandwagon. So it's kind of nice to get some fresh air.
I get you.
During all of this, Tommy, what do you do with your wallet? Do you keep your wallet on you, or do you keep it backstage? Do you keep it in the bus?
My wallet.
Yeah. Like when you're on stage, where's your wallet?
Actually, to be honest, I don't have a wallet. I usually have my change in my pocket and my credit cards, kind of.
You just have like a stack of credit cards that you carry around?
Yeah, I suppose. I'm not that, it's been years since I've had a wallet, but let's say that I like to keep my keys and my money in a secure place.
Makes sense. He doesn't want to reveal that. So. He's about to go to America. He thinks that people are going to be trying to rob him.
Yeah. Front pocket. Front pocket for the
so
maybe
Chuck.
I should start wearing one of those that you hang around your neck, like some of the tourists do on stage. That would be really 60 plus.
60 plus.
Tommy, I know you don't need my help, but I was thinking about a song that I would like to hear you guys do. Have you guys considered doing Bob Seger's Turn the Page?
Actually, no. We've never talked about that. But
I think that would sound great from you guys. I agree. Dumb thing to bring up. I don't know. For some reason, I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, God, they would kill that.
I think we might add that to our list, because we're just about to start working on the pre-production of the fourth album. Actually, I think we're going to start working on the album a little bit while touring in US, and then we're going to record on January and February. So
you mean working on it, like just kind of figuring out what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, I guess?
Yeah, and I think on the road, there's plenty of time to make kind of sketchy demos.
Yeah.
Record a little bit of maybe vocal harmonies and try stuff out. So I think we'll do that a lot in US.
How do you guys come to a decision of the songs that you play? Is it, we just think this is cool, so we'll do it? Or has there ever been a song that you started working on and you were like, shit, this just isn't working. Let's go do something else.
Oh, there's been plenty of those. Usually somebody has an idea of a riff or a melody or something, maybe with a banjo, accordion, or something like that. So this person comes forward with it and, you know, shows the idea to other guys. You know, you could try this. I remember this song from, you know, when I was a kid. And then we tried out, and usually in a couple of hours, couple of days, you kind of notice if it's going to come out naturally or if it's going to be like really sketchy or something like that. So then we kind of, you know, scratch it. And
what's a cover that you guys scratched? Like you just couldn't make it work and maybe wanted to, but there was no way.
I think we tried a song from Kiss once. That didn't work out too good. And, let me see now. We've tried Painkiller from Judas Priest. That was something else.
Yeah, just
you know, you get this really wrecked feeling on your face when you start trying something that actually sounds really terrible, and everybody kind of quiets down and it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
that's what happened with Painkiller.
is that kind of like an unspoken thing? You guys, you don't make the decision not to do it. You just don't talk about it ever again.
Yeah, you can say that sometimes, that, you know, we just kind of keep quiet about it, and yeah, it doesn't exist anymore. we've actually recorded some songs that afterwards we're like, guys, we never talk about it.
Never again.
yeah. Those tapes are somewhere in the studio, I think, but I'm hoping for some sort of a malfunction on the equipment that they get lost.
Oh, you got to keep that stuff because then you'll have your like your Prince vault, right? So you have all this music that people, you know, you don't ever plan on people hearing.
Right.
And then it can be kind of like part of your legend. You know, it's like, oh, I hear they got this giant vault of tapes that they never released.
Yeah. And after you die, they'll just keep releasing Steven Seagal's records for years to come.
That would be a different thing than, wasn't the Beach Boys that had this really amazing album hidden for like 20 years?
Or yeah, that sounds like that. Right.
And that's actually like a good album, and we could have all this really crappy stuff that is going to just make people, you know, change the channel and stop listening to music ever. That could actually work.
The tour dates are up on stevensegals.com, guys. We'll post the link on all of our social media. 18-date U.S. tour starting the 27th in Indianapolis. Tommy, it was great talking to you. I think the last time we talked to Pookie, and we're rooting for you out here.
All right. It's really nice to talk to you guys.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Tommy. Hey. Enjoy the rest of that hike.
Take care.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. Jarvis, I like Tommy.
Yeah,
you
me too.
Like him?
What?
I'll tell you something. I can't stand him. So there.
We got to just make our way down the whole. What is there, like 10, 15 guys in that band?
I think it is like 7.
Yeah, we got
to. Well, we talked to 2 last time. I know we talked to Pookie. He's the one that talked the most, but I don't.
Right.
I don't remember who the other one was.
I feel like it's like Pokemon. We got to catch them all, right? So every time they do a new tour, we got to grab another one.
Yeah, I like those guys. They just seem like they're just like enjoying the ride. You know, Travis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like it came out of nowhere, and they're just like, "Hey, let's do this. This is great. We get to play this music we enjoy for people and." Travel around, see the world. Yeah, it seems like they're having a great time.
They're our good Finland friends. You know what I'm saying, Travis? We're best friends now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were pretty good friends before today. But yeah, now we're best friends with the band.
Is it dumb to request songs from them, Travis?
No, as a matter of fact, I think you should send them a list to their social media of all the songs that you would like them to cover.
Yeah, I also think.
Yeah, they're here in St. Louis. I think the second date of their tour, they're here in St. Louis. I'd like to go. I think it'd be fun to go.
You should get a hold of them, and before the show, you should set up the tour of the Budweiser plant, because those are only like 45 minutes or something, and he'd be able to sample and be like, hey, this is Steve N. Seagal's.
I've never been there.
You haven't?
No, it seems stupid, but I've never been there.
Yeah, I'd set that up for him, and then you guys can hang out before the show. Maybe you get to watch the show from backstage.
Oh, yeah, because we're good friends now. He called me from his hike.
Right. Although after that wallet question, he might not want you backstage.
I did think he thought that was a little sketchy, the wallet question.
Some people do. It's not that question's not for everybody, but we're going to ask it anyway.
Yeah, that question isn't for everybody, is it, Travis?
Really like, why do you want to know where my wallet is?
We've gotten some weird responses to the wallet question.
Yeah, some people, just like Tommy, they take a very long pause and then repeat.
Wait,
my wallet?
My wallet?
Where the fuck do you keep your wallet?
You know, Travis, though, like the responses to the wallet question are interesting, though, isn't it?
I think so.
If you think about it, if you really think about it,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, what do people do? It humanizes them is what it does, Travis. You know, you see those luminaries up there on stage playing ZZ Top songs on an anvil. And you want to know, are these guys just like me?
Rock stars. They're just like us.
You know what I mean, Travis?
They gotta have thoughts about their wallets, about their car keys.
Right. I mean, they have just like everyday things. They're just like us. They go for hikes. They like Bud Light.
Why don't we go together, guys? Why don't we go together? Coming into Boston. We'll meet up at the venue. It's the Once Ballroom. It's a pretty sweet little spot. Okay. And afterwards, we'll hit up TGI Fridays.
Ooh, TGI Fridays, the best of the local cuisine.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's yes.
Well, they do like they do the half price apps and stuff, you know.
Wow. So,
Yeah.
You see, sometimes. Hear that, Travis? We can taste the best that Massachusetts has to offer. TGI Fridays.
I can't wait to come back from my trip and tell everybody about the local delicacies from TGI Fridays.
Half price apps, guys. You'll be like, oh, I was able to get really good food and it was half price.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a deal.
That's my morning coughs.
What?
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
You wake up and cough a bunch?
Sometimes. I gotta stop this vape thing.
The vape makes you cough? I thought the vape is good for you, not it's coughing.
It's not good for you.
I thought vapes were healthy for you. I started vaping just because...
With all the vitamins?
The health benefits, yeah.
Your 100% daily dose of vitamin A, B, C, and D.
Jesus Christ, Travis. Matt, this can't be good, right?
Travis is not long for the world. Yeah, I've got something similar, but it's every morning my asshole just bleeds for 10 minutes straight.
Oh, yeah. I get that, too. Bloody nose, bloody asshole, morning cough. Not until my 13th Bloody Mary that I feel right.
Are you drinking Bloodies this morning?
Oh, I was thinking about it in a little bit.
Yeah?
The wife brought it up and said she could probably go for one. And I'm like, now that you put that in my head.
You going to go somewhere or are you going to make them yourself?
Oh, no. We got all the stuff in the house.
That's good.
Celery? Do you stick celery in it?
Got celery. We got pickled like dilly beans, like pickled green beans, pickled asparagus. You got the pickles.
You do the asparagus too, huh?
Yep. Dig the asparagus.
What is this? Man. I don't think I've never had one. What is this drink?
You've never had a Bloody Mary?
It has green beans in it?
Well, it's got different vegetables in it depending on who makes it or where you go. But I mean, a Bloody Mary, the base of a Bloody Mary is typically you got to have green olives and pickles in it.
Yeah. But well, you need, I think the olives are like the mainstay because you can, anywhere you go, you're going to get the vodka with the tomato juice.
Yep.
And then you choose your spice level. So maybe a little Tabasco.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't do just tomato juice because tomato juice.
No.
It's got to be a Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah. So if you go to a liquor store, there should be, they probably have it in like a mason jar for the hipsters.
Yeah, definitely. Like a crafted, like somebody made it in their basement or some shit. I like if you want to get into it without doing anything and you just want the vodka and the Bloody Mary mix, you got to get the Zigzag is a good one because it's pretty spicy.
Oh, Zigzag is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I like it. Yeah. I like it. Here, there's a lot of like craft places. Like if you go to the grocery store, they tailor themselves towards the hippies.
Oh, sure. We got some of that too. Like, so like your craft Bloody Mary mixes where you're going to pay a little bit more and they got special labels and
And they're pretty good. Some of them, like, you know, you can get them different spices or like extra, like kind of dill flavored and stuff like that.
I usually, because I, even with the Bloody Mary mix, I always, you got to have a little bit of banana pepper juice, a little bit of pickle juice.
What the hell? Yeah,
a couple shakes of Worcestershire. You got to shake the shit out of celery salt into
it. This sounds like a meal.
It is. Mike, some places, like, if you go there, they load the top of the Bloody Mary with, like, burgers or chickens.
I've seen pieces of pizza on there and shit.
I've seen a whole chicken.
a live chicken.
Yeah. Like, somebody just sets a rotisserie chicken on top of your beverage?
It's a fried chicken. Like, somebody puts a fried chicken.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, when it gets like that, it's pretty crazy. You're going to pay $20 for it, but then, I mean, you're full for the day. And if you're having a Bloody Mary, you have to have like a light beer chaser, just a little.
Oh, thing. Yeah. Because, I mean.
And this is for the morning?
Yeah, that's why they make those 9-ounce like Bud Lights bottles and shit. It's for your Bloody Mary chaser.
So how do they get the cheeseburger into the Bloody Mary?
Oh, no. It's on a stick.
Yeah,
it's above the Bloody Mary.
Right.
Okay. So, Travis, you're making a Bloody Mary.
At home, I'm personally making a Bloody Mary.
Run me through the process. Like, do you put it in a blender?
No.
Okay.
So you grab a pint glass.
Okay.
You throw however many ice cubes you would like out of your freezer into said pint glass. Then what I do is I start with a little banana pepper juice.
Okay, so you get it. You get what, like a pickled thing of banana peppers, and you dump a little bit of the juice in it.
Yep. If you like, you can like just take the straws, you know, put it in there, close the end of the straw, and then do it like that. Or you can dump it in there if you'd like to take the chance that you might, you know, dump too much in there. But a little banana pepper juice, a little pickle juice. Then go ahead and toss some of that vodka in there. I eye it up, but, you know, a shot and a half is probably typical.
Okay.
I'll take that over to my spice cabinet. And then I will 2 shakes of Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
And then it'll about 5 shakes of celery salt. And then depending on what other kind of seasonings, I put a little extra seasoning in there. I got like a barbecue seasoning for like that I use for chicken on the grill that I put just a little bit on because okay. It's got a little smoky flavor to it. Uh-huh. And then I'll go ahead. I personally, for me, I like 5 shakes of Tabasco. I usually when I make one for my wife, it's 2 shakes of Tabasco.
So it's mm-hmm. like a hot sauce.
Yeah, Tabasco. Yeah, got to use Tabasco.
So this sounds like a spicy drink, Matt.
You can make it you make it as spicy as you want it, Mike. Okay. If you don't like spicy, it's a savory drink, though. It's meant to be, you kind of savor it. You sip on it. You're not going to be pounding this like crazy.
So it's like an alcoholic V8.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a sipping juice. That's why they give you that. That's why you always have a beer chaser because you sip on the bloody and then you take a little sip of the beer.
You sip on it because it's not good.
Oh, no, it's good.
Oh, it tastes amazing.
Yeah, it's just, you know, thick. There's a lot of flavors there, you know.
Right.
I mean, I don't know a lot of people who pound tomato-based juices, but.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're not going to be like how you crush a beer, right, where you're just like, bam. You know, this is, you're kind of enjoying this.
That's how I crush a beer. I go, bam.
Yeah, you got to say bam afterwards. But you're enjoying this with breakfast. Like, if you're having, you know, some. Hash browns or
a quiche.
Like who decided that this was a breakfast drink?
You're having like a big meat omelet.
Oh, or like an egg bake.
Okay. So the Tabasco sauce and then what? Top it all off with tomato juice?
No, you gotta mix all that up then, right? Cause you got a lot of stuff in there. So go ahead and take that straw and mix that up. You got to get that all nice. The same consistent color, get all your spices all mixed up in there. Make sure everything's blended. And then you go ahead and you put just a little bit of the Bloody Mary mix in, like enough to where, you know, maybe you got an inch or so left at the top of the glass, because then you're going to want to start putting your vegetables in, right? So you want to start with your pickle because it takes the most room up in the glass. Yeah. You drop that pickle in and kind of bob it up and down, right? Mix everything up. Mix the Bloody Mary, the juice up with all the other juices that you had in there. And then go ahead and, you know, put a couple of pickled asparagus in there, pickled green beans in there. I usually drop a string cheese in there.
Really?
I put a string cheese in mine.
And you absolutely. don't like blend this all up? It's just it's a mixer in a cup?
Yeah, it's a mixer.
This is a lot for a pint glass, Travis.
Well, that's why you got to be careful with your measurements. You don't want to overdo it because then, you know, if you don't have enough room for your Bloody Mary mix, it's going to be kind of gross.
Right. And then you miss out on your string cheese in your beverage.
Exactly. And then if you have a beef stick, you can throw a beef stick in there. I usually have some Wenzel Farms beef sticks in there.
This is nonsense you're talking about.
And then I'll go ahead and top it. If there's room left in the glass after you put all that stuff in there, then you top it off with a little bit more Bloody Mary mix almost to the top. And then you go ahead and skewer a handful of green olives. I usually go for the jalapeno stuffed green olives. Skewer about 3 of those through. Drop that right on top of the glass. Go ahead and get yourself a beer chaser. Sit down and enjoy.
Mike, if you go on Instagram, I sent you some links. There's a place called Sobelman's out in Wisconsin that I follow strictly just to look at their Bloody Marys.
That is the place with the cheeseburger and shit on top, right?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
I've never been there. I don't think I'll ever be there in my life because I don't ever find myself visiting Wisconsin. But I follow this place just because I'm like, oh, I love looking at these Bloody Marys.
So you have to eat all that stuff before you drink it, I guess?
No, yeah. as you're drinking it.
You kind of sip on it, you know?
There's like a little White Castle burger on there. And
yeah, man.
Yeah, you sip on it, and then you eat your little bit of food and you sip on it. Go ahead and take a bite of your pickle, sip on it. Maybe you eat the whole string cheese, sip on it, you know? If you ever come to Wisconsin, we're gonna go down a Wisconsin weekend. Okay, so we will Friday night we go to Friday Fish Fry, and then we have Whiskey Old Fashions. Take you out to the cheese factory, get you some fresh cheese curds on Saturday, and then maybe we go out for some prime rib on Saturday night. Maybe start pounding some beers. Spotted Cow bam. By New Glarus, crush those beers. We'll have some deep fried cheese curds because we make the best ones here. And then we're going to get hung over because we're going to be out all night drinking. So we're going to get hung over enough to where we're going to go out. Actually, the really good Bloody Mary out by me, Rusty's Backwater Saloon. they're quite the Bloody Mary there. So we're going to make sure that we're good and hung over. So we need that Bloody Mary. And we're going to go do that. And, that'll be your little Wisconsin weekend.
Well, this sounds great. This sounds like a treat.
Or I could take you to TGI Friday.
half price apps, guys.
Wow.
Half price apps is all I'm saying.
That's really something, Matt. TGI Fridays. So we go to Wisconsin, we get the whole treatment. We go to Massachusetts, we get TGI Fridays.
Now, you're saying that kind of like you're bummed that we're going to come out to Massachusetts and get TGI Fridays, but
I'll tell you, it doesn't sound particularly great. It isn't really selling it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm sure TGI Fridays is fine, Matt, but I passed two TGI Fridays on the way to work.
I tell you what. You know what? Travis, when he sold this just a little bit ago, he added some flair to it. He was like, oh, this night we're going to do this. So here. You guys are going to come out to Massachusetts.
Sell it like Travis. Let's hear it.
You guys are going to come out to Massachusetts, and here's what we're going to do. You guys are going to come out on a Friday night, and I'm gonna take you guys right out to Regal Cinemas, okay? And we're going to watch
whatever we have those.
The newest release is that weekend, right? And we'll get there early so that we get prime seating. We'll get like a big tub of popcorn.
Can you get your tickets in advance there, Matt? Like order them online.
We'll just get there early. Hour early.
Yeah.
So that way we can grab our seats.
Oh. So like we have plenty of time to take a piss and get our concessions.
Right. Yeah. We'll sit down, we'll have popcorn, we'll get a large drink. Now, here's what we're gonna
do. Large drink. Wow. Okay.
Large drink.
Okay.
We'll sneak in some alcohol so we can pour it into our drink.
Like a flask?
Yeah, or nips, whatever.
Get candy at the dollar store before we go, Matt, and put it in our back pockets?
I really want to get you guys the full experience, so I'll pay full price for the the candy at the...
Oh, man, you get the premium stuff.
Right.
Okay.
All right. And then
I'm getting Sour Patch Kids.
After the movie, we're going to hit up TGI Fridays. Half price apps.
Whoa.
Okay.
And we already got a little bit of a buzz on because we were drinking in the movie. Yeah.
We did. And we'll drink some beers at TGI Fridays or mixed drinks. They have both.
Do they have Bloody Marys at TGI Fridays or can you not have a Bloody Mary at night?
No, I think they might.
Okay.
I don't know that I've ever had a Bloody Mary at TGI Friday. I've never gone in the morning because I don't think they're open in the morning.
No.
But anyway, the next morning, from our night out at TGI Fridays. Right, we'll be hungover, right, Travis?
Like, yeah, you got it.
Right, we hungover. So we'll, we'll hit up like a McDonald's breakfast.
Ooh, they have like two for four now, Matt.
They got like McGriddles.
The bacon McGriddles, 2 for $4.
Ooh, that's a good deal.
That's what we'll do.
But there's three of us, so I guess one of us will have to eat two.
Well, that's a shame.
We're gonna be hungover. I'll be able to eat two.
Okay.
Or each of us can eat two.
Now you're talking, Matt.
Yeah. So, I mean, you pick which one you want.
I'm going to go back
to my place and watch Netflix. And
I'm going to go with Travis. I'm going to go with the Wisconsin trip. I get a flavor of the town. You know what I'm saying?
We can go for a hike around some lakes, too, if you like being outside. I don't particularly enjoy it, but...
Go for a hike. That sounds lovely, Travis. Like, we could talk about our feelings and stuff.
Look at the water. Contemplate our place in the world.
Maybe bring like a little Bluetooth speaker and listen to some Toto.
I can fill up the kiddie pool. We can sit around that.
Oh.
You got them fold-out lawn chairs or the bagged ones?
Bagged ones, buddy.
Mm.
I like fold-out.
Oh.
We got both. So you can take your pick here.
There you go.
Got a picnic table by the fire pit.
So, guys, don't come to St. Louis. It's not great.
But you can tour the Budweiser plant.
There you go.
That's true.
Yeah, I've been in the Arch once. It was okay. It's kind of high. Yeah, we have a good zoo. I think every city thinks they have the best zoo, right? I've been to other zoos and thought that the other zoos were bullshit compared to our zoo.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet like they think our zoo is bullshit. I think you have the zoo from where you're at, and that's just like the zoo that you're comfortable with.
All right. So can I be honest with you guys?
Kansas
about
City
zoos?
Zoo, it sucks, Matt. Kansas City Zoo, like it's too much walking and not enough looking at animals.
Zoos and aquariums, they don't really do it for me. I don't really want to go to a zoo to look at the animal that I could just look at, like
in pictures.
I'm like, yeah, I could just watch like Planet Earth.
I mean, I like zoos.
I don't really care for a zoo.
I enjoy a trip to the zoo now and again.
Yeah,
I'm actually not like a big sights guy. Like, if you're, I just look up I Google image that shit.
You don't like to look at things in person.
So like you wouldn't go on like a hike and look at neat views. You would just be like, I can look at a picture of that view.
I would go on a hike because the act of the hike would be fun. But the actual hike to go look at something, I'd be like, well,
you just pretend you're on a hike when you walk through a zoo.
So, like, we could just keep you in a cage.
Yeah, but it's so crowded. There's so many people there.
As long as every now and then we show you some pretty pictures.
You got to go on an off day. Go on an off day. Don't go when it's busy. That's for suckers.
I just don't want to go. I don't want to spend the money on that. I'll watch Planet Earth, Netflix. Huh.
No way to live, Matt. You got to get out there in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Be part of it. Be part of it.
Maybe.
Don't just go to TGI Fridays, Matt. Explore.
Half price apps, buddy. Come on. So Epstein killed himself.
Oh, should we talk about that?
No. I mean, it's a little weird, right?
But that the guy killed himself?
I don't really like I don't subscribe to the conspiracy theories a lot. But that one. Come on.
Yeah, especially since like what was it like just a handful of days before that they said he attempted suicide.
Yeah, well, he was on suicide watch.
But then they said
he was on the watch.
They said he wasn't on the watch. They said that it was
took him off.
A guy attacked him and he didn't try to kill himself. And so then he was never on the watch because it was just an attack. And it was see, that's the thing. You don't ever know what real news is anymore. You don't know what's the truth and what's bullshit. You get funny angles to stuff, and then like everybody just draws their own conclusions. There was stuff going on yesterday, and depending on who you were reading about, you didn't know who even it was. Like some people were saying it was the Proud Boy. What is a Proud Boy, Travis? What does it mean to be a Proud Boy?
I think they're those white supremacist guys. They're proud to be white, I think is the deal.
I think that started out as a joke. I don't know how much of a joke it is. That McGinnis guy that's on Kumia's network started that.
Yeah, he was a proud boy.
Yeah, I think he was just saying, again, it was a joke that people took really seriously.
a lot of weird meatheads that follow that kind of stuff.
But
they're
then
like,
there was,
yeah, me too.
There was other checkmark guys that were saying, dude, Antifa is out here and they're throwing hammers at people. And I guess both sides were there fighting each other.
Yeah.
But depending on who you asked, it was who the aggressors were. And it's like,
oh, sure. I mean, nobody's going to admit to it. Like, they're not going to say, oh, I went in there and I started, you know.
Well, it's just like when that Native American, they took that picture of that white kid smiling in the face of that Native American or whatever.
Right.
Like they were like, you know, and depending on what you listen to, the boys were being assholes. And then you look at it the other end, it's like, no, they were just caught in the middle of this weird situation that was going on between these two different groups of Native Americans. And you don't ever know what's
everybody
happening.
Wants a something to be like nothing to be something, right? Like they want a fight out of just even a simple little moment, you know. And then with the way we videotape everything, right, then everything's taken out of context because you don't see the entire picture, you know. And then so they lash out at the kid because he's being a dick, but really he's not being a dick, he's just there,
right?
And
well, that's why,
or maybe it's a gray area, Matt. Maybe he's kind of being a dick, but it might have been taken out of context a little bit.
Right. Well, that's why usually every time I go through the Taco John's drive-in, I'm videotaping into the window while trying to antagonize the drive-thru worker just to see if I can get them to do something that I can post on YouTube.
Right.
You know, and claim, hey, this Taco John's employee really fucked
me
over
somehow. Did you forget my sour cream because I'm white? So, yeah, no, maybe good people on both sides is the wrong thing to say. Maybe bad people on both sides is the right thing to say.
That's probably more accurate. Say,
there's shitheads everywhere. You're going to blame who you're going to blame. The world is garbage. Let's drink a Bloody Mary.
There it is.
Or two, if you're nasty.
Travis, you got a pick of the week?
Travis's pick of the week. Vinny Chase and the Boys.
Oh,
just
Jesus
finished up
Christ,
my Entourage binge. Last episode of season 8. Everything seems to be going great. Vinny Chase is going to marry this random reporter that he met like a day ago. He's going to get married. Everything's going to be great for those guys. There's a movie I haven't watched yet. I'm going to let the series breathe for a bit, but this will be the 3 weeks in a row that I picked Entourage for my pick of the week, and it should be my last. So thanks a lot. Thanks for bearing with me.
Matt, pick of the week?
Oh, I'm going to say Bloody Marys. Nice Bloody Mary by Travis. Yeah, that's what I want. And I really want Travis to make me a Bloody Mary.
We're going on the Wisconsin tour, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see all the sights. We're going to drink some Bloody Marys and then get some McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. Guys, I guess pick of the week is Steve N. Seagulls. It's not new, but they have an album out. Album's called Grainsville. It's got some good stuff on it, guys. Check it out. If you see them coming to a city near you, you should check it out. I'm thinking about going to the St. Louis date. I think that would be fun to see them live. They don't play big venues. It's a bunch of guys playing bluegrass tunes. Damn exciting stuff. They seem like nice guys. Been on the show a couple of times. So and I listened back to the last one that we did with them. That was a great episode, Travis.
Good episode all the way around, huh?
I remember that one being fun.
Yeah, Travis told us all about his Mafia Wars problem he had for a while.
Shuddered thinking about it.
When he befriended the entire island of Guam.
I miss my friends.
Quite a tale, Travis. Quite a tale. Guys, we did it. Thanks. We'll see you on down the track. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. There I go. We'll be right back.
amplifiers ringing in your head. You smoked the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. What she said.
Guys, thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Leave a review, tell a friend. You can also listen live every Tuesday night on strangelabel.com. There's other programs on that network as well, all of which are worth checking out. You can interact with us via phone, 636-487-4263, via email with Mike, Travis, Drunk, or Matt at WFODshow.com. On social media, on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, we are at WFODix. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge and Brian Franz. Patreon.com/WFODix if you'd like to become a Patreon sponsor. You get about 20 minutes of bonus content for as little as a dollar a month. We'll catch you back here next week. Thank you and goodbye.
Going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
So, I mean, are we doing a show? Is this a show? Is this a show that we did? Or,
I mean, I wouldn't have been talking to you for this long if it wasn't.
I didn't know this was a show. I didn't.
Wow.
Are we doing a show? I guess we are, aren't we?
I'm afraid to ask Travis if he was joking, just because it hurt so bad.
That was kind of a burn, wasn't it, Matt?
It just I don't really want to know.
This is what happens when I got to wake up early.
Mm. Oh.
You got to wake up early. We're doing a damn show, huh?
No, that's when the hottest burns arrive. That's when I cut the deepest, is in the morning.
So I guess we need to do a beginning.
Well, we haven't really done an ending, have we?